The part which follows is not for public use. This is a continuation of the record. During last night, I had a very severe coughing spell, more severe than I've known for several years. There was identified a bit of tubercular activity about 40 years ago that was stopped. And in 1964, there developed a spasmodic dry cough that followed the pattern of viral pneumonia as given in the encyclopedia. This is just put down for the record. Now, in connection with Robert Johnson's interpretation of the Great Dream, there was the notation that there were two aspects involved, namely myself as a human personality and myself as a more or less public figure involving the performance of something which is to serve the general good. This we might call the professional side, and the former the personal side. Now, I have noted in this development that the professional side is much less affected by the tragic events than the personal side. That I can rise out of the state of slump to a professional function or a performance in terms of a duty that goes beyond my own personal needs or values with an act of will. And that this can function rather independently of the processes to which I am now passing. On the other hand, the purely personal side is deeply involved and does not have that capacity to rise superior to the situation. It is known pain, and very seldom has it been alleviated. While the professional side can at times, by act of will, rise out of it and act as though it were not. But there's a difficulty here. The life support system belongs to the personal side. And while the professional side can rise superior, it has a certain dependence upon the personal side. There is a question here of how far the process can be continued.